It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. This week on Heard on the Street, a discussion about privacy and how concern for it links the fate of the $100 bill and Apple's current showdown with the FBI. All that and more coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome back to Heard on the Street, the podcast. I'm Miriam Gottfried here with Alex Frangos and our colleague John Carney. Hi, John.
Hi.
So, John, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers thinks the U.S. should stop printing $100 bills because it would make the world a better place. Why is that?
Not just the U.S. He thinks all around the globe, everybody should stop printing high denomination currencies. So the Swiss 1,000 franc note, the ECB 500 euro note. He thinks everybody and the $100 bill, maybe even the $50 bill. So not just
what?
Yeah, not just, you know, the Benjamins, but the Grants. He wants to go away. And the ostensible reason for this, it's been something law enforcement people have been advocating for a long time. They think that these things are used a lot in crime. So, you know, terrorists, drug dealers, human traffickers, and also just tax evasion, right? It's much easier to avoid taxes if you can pay everybody in cash. It's much easier to pay people in cash if you can use $100 bills. You know, think of every episode of Miami Vice you've seen, right? they have the wrapped up, you know, $100 bills. That's what they want to end.
I don't know about you, John, but I don't even have that. I mean, that much money that it would make a big difference. I mean, it could fit into a briefcase instead of.
You need a much bigger briefcase. And just a bigger safe. You know, Alex, you should talk to the bosses about your compensation.
Yeah, I should. Well, I will note in China that they've long refused to print anything larger than a 100 renminbi note precisely for this reason. And it's very frustrating for people, especially as prices have gone up over the years, to, you know, carry around big wads of cash. That said, it's done almost nothing to prevent money laundering and tax evasion and all sorts of things which are rampant across China. So I just think the idea that if you took away, you know, $100 bills, this would somehow, you know, stop or curb, you know, global money laundering, drug dealing, organ dealing, or whatever else goes on and, you know, is enabled by cash, I think is just totally preposterous.
There's a lot of thought that this actually could just push people into things like cryptocurrencies and bitcoins. And yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think...
Or bigger suitcases.
Right. I don't think the Colombian or Mexican drug cartels are going to go out of business because they can't get their hands on $100 bills. It's also actually very questionable whether you could, that most of the currency in that the United States issues is $100 bills. There are $1.1 trillion of $100 bills in the world, half of which are already overseas. So even if they stopped printing it, drug dealers, terrorists, human traffickers would have a long, long time in which they would have fresh $100 bills.
But it's not just drug dealers and terrorists who use $100 bills outside of the U.S. It's regular people who don't trust their local government's currency or worried about inflation. And, you know, it's actually a great service that there are $100 bills out there that they can use. But I think another really big worry for people is privacy. Cash is anonymous, and it's really hard to track. And, you know, people like using it because, you know, the government can't, tell where it's going. And I think with the, you know, we saw this week with Apple, you know, refusing to, you know, crack open the iPhone of one of the, you know, San Bernardino terrorists, that, you know, this is a, you know, really big issue that is, you know, coursing through, you know, society.
Absolutely. A cashless society is a society without real privacy. Every transaction that you make can be tracked in some way or another. This is, of course, a government dream. You know, it makes tax evasion nearly impossible. And a lot of this, they talk about terrorism and drug dealers and trafficking, but a lot of it is really about getting tax evaders. But also, you know, just you can imagine all of the other cases, divorce cases. You know, where did my, you know, cheating husband spend his money? You know, in a cashless society, you could track that.
What about like the debate around illegal immigration? A lot of illegal immigrants get paid in cash under the table. And, you know, if they somehow had their wages tracked, that could create a huge issue.
Right. And probably many of them don't, unfortunately, get paid in $100 bills because that's, you know, that would be a lot of money. But, you know, their $100 bills don't actually pass hands a lot. If you ever get your hands on a $100 bill, it's probably very fresh because it's the highest denomination, so it's never given as change for anything. So if you pay for something with a $100 bill, it goes under the cash register, but they are used, and they can be very functional for very legal purposes. I used to work for a guy who always kept $200 bills in his wallet just in case the ATMs didn't work and he needed cash. You know, and there are lots of people like that. You know, immediate access to cash in a non, you know, bulky way can be very convenient. And I think, you know, perhaps people like Larry Summers and the guys who run the ECB don't often need $100 bills, don't often need cash at all. He probably hasn't paid for cash for anything in a long time. But for the rest of us, cash is a very, you know, important medium of exchange.
I think we're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.